Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are back in the studio. He's finally off of his, I want to say tour, but I'm not sure if that's the correct word.
Hey, I like it.
Okay.
Tour sounds good.
Finally off of his tour, and we're finally face-to-face in the studio. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. We're going to try to knock out a bunch of episodes, too, so we can...
Yeah, I have to use you while you're here.
Yeah, so we can get some good sound, get this version, the good face-to-face version. Yeah, that works. So I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good.
I forgot to mention last episode, you got your hair done. That's what you guys say. Yeah, it looks pretty.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good. And we mentioned your executive assistant shirt.
Yes.
All right. So you've had the same thing on for 2 weeks in a row now. No.
You're not supposed to be talking about this.
No, that's not the case.
Totally
that's not the No. We're pre-recording this. You guys heard it week and then another week, but it's actually back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
This is the same day of discovering your purpose. It's the same day. It's actually like...
What a loser.
5 minutes after we just recorded that episode. So I just wanted to make it seem like she had on...
Next time I'll change clothes.
You're going to change clothes in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can do...
The
kinda do
sad part is we're not at your house, so that's going to be a little difficult for you to do. No. All right, so we got us a topic. Oh, no, you got some stuff to say, right? Nothing? Okay, well, you got us a topic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're the perfect person to ask this question because I've always wondered, how the heck do you do this? Today's topic is learning how to balance your work life and your life life.
Okay, so I'm not even sure if I'm qualified to answer this question.
Okay, let me say why I said you're...
Please.
Okay. So, you are... Let me start with your family life. You're a husband.
Yep.
You're a father of three.
Mm-hmm.
You have little kids.
Uh-huh.
You're in school. You're finishing your last semester of... You're finishing your last semester of your master's program.
I am finishing my last semester of master's program.
Okay, so you're doing that. You're a pastor. You're a business owner. You're a motivational speaker. You're an author. You do marketing for other businesses.
All that stuff.
Let me get closer to the mic. You do everything because I do everything.
Uh-huh.
So, how in the world do you go to school? You're taking three classes, right? Classes.
Master's program. That's a fool.
Come home, be a husband. Come home, be a dad. Be a pastor. Everybody needs you. Go to your various businesses. Do counsel other people. Consult other people. How in the world?
You write sermons, write books,
write blogs. You do all this stuff. And how? How?
So, the secret is, I'm an alien. No, that wasn't funny. Okay.
No.
I thought it was funny. But she didn't laugh, so never mind. I thought it was funny.
Although your favorite show.
Ancient Aliens. Yeah. It sure is, yeah. I didn't think about that. So there it is. Aliens did it.
Yeah.
There it is. Problem solved. Aliens did it. Right? You can't understand something, blame aliens. There it is. Right there. I'm sure, guys, if you ask about...
Do you believe in aliens? Is that not this podcast?
So not this podcast.
We'll talk about that later.
Do you believe in aliens?
We'll come back to that question.
No, in fact, let me ask that question. I will tell you this here. I will say this here. That there is a lot of unexplained things that have happened in not only U.S. history and in what we now call the North American, the American continent, right, for both North and South continent, and then all the world, right, all the other continents with all the pyramids on pretty much every continent. A lot of unexplained stuff that they present a very good case. I'll say that. Do I believe in aliens?
Very clearly.
That is a bit. I'm a pretty conservative guy, right? So it's really hard for me to. It's really hard for me to.
Sorry, not be conservative.
No. That's good. You let the people get to know me. I'm really conservative. I dress conservatively. Heck, I'm conservative. Cross whatever you think conservative is, I am conservative. I only preach in black suits, or I can't do anything else. I refuse to do anything else. Conservative across the board. But what I do love, and I will say this, I love to listen to opposing viewpoints. All right? I think anyone is foolish and arrogant and bullheaded if you won't listen to what other people have to say. Right? So I love when people present to me a wonderful, wonderful argument with facts, right? With at least the facts as how they see them. I love that because it makes you smarter when you're humble enough to listen to other smart people, if that makes sense. Right? So, yeah, I love that. So, great show. So, since we shout out to History Channel, right? Ancient Aliens. The fact they're shooting new episodes right now, and I got my DVR set to record. I have seen every single episode, every one. I think they're on season 9 right now. I've seen every one. I haven't seen The Vanishing yet because it's still on my DVR right now, unwatched, which was the last episode or something like that. But if you give me, it takes me a while to watch TV because I read like 6 to 12 books a month. But if you give me some time, like 2 or 3 days, I'll sit down for 1 hour and watch that TV. And I would have reached my TV quota for the whole week, 1 hour, because TV is really hard to watch.
You only watch 1 hour of TV a week?
No, I watch about 5 or 6 hours of TV
a week,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Does that hurt? You should make that the next podcast.
I'm just thinking everything I watch.
But you should ask me why. We won't do it in this podcast. We're going to answer the question. But you should make that one. The next one, why I only watch 5 or 6 hours a week.
Yeah.
You should definitely do that. That'd be a great one. She's making note of it right now. So what was the question? I forgot the original. Oh, how do I make it? Well, no. That actually ties right into it. No.
Okay,
yeah. That ties right into it. Yeah, I just thought about the question. So let's start with why I watch TV. Here's the deal. I can balance my personal life and my business life, which is, let's just count business as church as well. Now, don't read too much in that. I'm not saying that I treat the church like a business. I'm just saying, since I am a pastor and I do business, let's just count all the demands of people and organizations upon me as business, lump them all into one. No one get offended by that. And in my personal life, right? Here's the deal. Some of the stuff that people do, I don't do. Right, so you always find me with a book in my hand because I'm always reading. Since I don't watch TV, I have time. Well, I don't have time, but since I don't watch TV, I have time to knock out business things. Is what I'm really saying, right? So I don't have to like catch my favorite show. Now I have some favorite shows. I love Strain, Strain of FX, right? I love that. I can't think of any show. I can't think of any.
I have favorite shows. Fringe, Eureka. The Fringe, they don't come on anymore.
I binge watched that on Netflix.
Eureka.
Right? Yeah, Eureka. I binge watched. Well, I watched that when it came out. But now Eureka came out before I was a businessman. Well, no, I was. I just wasn't as good as I was now. Right. So I did catch that.
That's
one.
That's all I know you want.
That's it. That's about it. Ancient Aliens, we said that, right?
History Channel.
Right, but I pretty much DVR everything. So I watch TV. I squeeze TV in for me at 11, 12 o'clock at night, right? That's when I squeeze TV in for me, 11, 12 o'clock at night. So that's one way that I can do it. Anything for me personally of personal fulfillment, enjoyment. Mm-hmm. If it's just how you watch TV because you love it personally. I don't do things like that. Now, don't knock that, because the truth is, I only do what I love, right? So put a pin in that. We're coming back to that. But me watching TV, that's 10, 11 o'clock at night. Or if we got a lot of, it's 2300, right? 2200, 23, but we're in America and we say 10, 11 o'clock at night. The rest of the world says 2200, 2300, right? So,
really? The rest of the world's on military time?
Well, we only call it military time because only the military uses it in America.
Hush.
But the military.
Is that real life?
Yes, that's real life. The military uses the rest of the world.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you serious?
There's only two countries in all of the world that do not use the metric system.
Are you serious?
America's one of them, yeah. So yeah. Yeah, I think I just made the sky fall for her, right? So yeah, we have a lot of people that are.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why people
I know this
say,
has nothing to do with this topic. Are you serious?
Well, you speak a little Spanish. That's why you say you put the day first, and then you say, so here we say April 25th, but they say 25th of April. Cinco de Mayo is a perfect.
Right.
Okay, so Cinco de Mayo is a national holiday, at least in America. Well, it's certainly in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But notice you're saying 5 of May.
Right.
That's how people talk. It's not in America. We say April of 5, right? You say May of 5. That's right. Yeah. We have our own system, our own, right? So, yeah. Right? Kilometers, that's all this stuff. So, basically, sounds like a little tangent, but I know these things because I don't watch TV, right? Things like that. So, I balance my entire life. I have a schedule that I follow. The first thing, you know what? That's probably the best way to answer this podcast. Since I'm successful, I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I give you what my schedule is. I walk you right through it, and then that'll be the podcast. How about that? That's perfect, right? Let me answer some of your questions. Great. So I'm going to answer them on the way. So here it is. I wake up about 4 in the morning, right? Yeah, see, she's just like, oh, my God. Right. But you know I wake up at 4 in the morning because by the time you wake up, you got a list of text messages from me about what we need to do today.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so there's a reason why I wake up at 4 in the morning. For one, only rich people wake up at 4 in the morning. Okay? Can I stretch that? Can I stretch that? Okay. If you're going to be rich, you need to start doing what rich people do. Okay. All right. All right. Right. Okay. All right. If you go to 24-Hour Fitness, right, that's a popular chain in America. At 4 in the morning, you're going to 24-Hour Fitness with billionaires and millionaires and six-figure people. By the time you get there at 12 noon, you're going there with people who have time at 12 noon. Successful people do things for themselves like that late at night, early in the morning. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Because the day is so demanding, they wake up early in the morning and take time for themselves, which is very important. Reading makes you smarter. It doesn't matter what you read. The more you're using your brain, the more wrinkles you put in your brain, the more it works out for you. Right, the more cognitive skills and all sorts of other things. They're different. So the IQ test is pretty unfair because it only tests a certain aptitude of things. But you can have a mechanic IQ, an artistic IQ. You can have also an executive assistant IQ, right? You can have all these things. In basketball, you have a basketball IQ. Can you play? The greatest basketball players in the world play basketball without the ball. That's the important part. Can you cut when you see I'm looking to pass, right? Do you know when to, right? Okay. So 4 in the morning, I'm up working out, right? Because it gets my blood pumping. I'm healthy, I'm perfect picture of health, which means I'm smarter, right? That now I don't mean it in a bad way. My blood flows better. So there's less toxins inside of me, less toxins going to my brain. Does that make sense? Right. The more you read, the more you breathe. It's just look. It's science, right? So I hope nobody's getting offended, but it's science that the healthier you are, the healthier your whole body is, mm-hmm. right? And in a lot of cases, health directly equates to happiness, right? So four or five in the morning, I'm working out. 6 in the morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's back up. The first thing I do at 4 in the morning is from 4 to 4:05, I just thank God for everything. That's the first thing I do. It's a habit I've gotten. So, well, guys, if you're not of God, that's okay for this podcast. You should still thank. Be grateful for everything, right? Like, before you get up, start your morning off with an attitude of gratitude, right? Because I believe in the law of attraction, which one day will, I'm sure you...
It's on my list.
It's on your list, okay?
It's further down.
All right, it's just further down, right? So you want to walk into your day with joy so you can attract nothing but joy, right? So that's the first thing I do. Then I work out, get my body, we're ready, right? 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm making my plan. So the reason you wake up with text messages, or even though you have my schedule plan, now I make my plan inside of your plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because you have my, like, I have no idea what I'm doing tomorrow, but you do because you put it in my phone, right? But now I'm putting my plan inside of your plan that we've accepted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'm going to do. I don't just make it through the day. I make my day respect me and my dreams and my wishes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make the day... I don't respect the day. I make the day respect me, if that's fair. That's different. This is why I'm able to balance, right? So by 6 in the morning, I'm ready for any variables my wife may throw at me. Hey, the kids got dinner appointment. Hey, I need this. Baby, can you buy this? Can you give me some food? I'm ready because I've planned it all already out, right? And then I follow your plan throughout the day. Oh, no. So here's what I do. In fact, I'll give you the apps that I use. Well, first off, I have an iPhone, right? Free advertisement for Apple. There you go. Right, I totally have an iPhone, and if you have Android, just use apps. But I'm gonna tell you the apps that I use. The first thing I do right after I wake up, I go Business Insider, CNN Money. Look, she knows it. CNN Money, and I read everything up to that day. But trust me, by the time you wake up at 4 a.m. or whatever time you wake up, they have so much there for you. CNN Insider. Business Insider, CNN Money, and then now, since you found me the Wall Street Journal. On Audible audio, because I pay for the, what do I pay for? I pay for the special membership. Basically, whatever the platinum elite status is on Audible, I have that, right? And so I got the Wall Street Journal. I listen to that, and then I use this app called Elevate, and I literally take what you would call an IQ, I work on my IQ. Every morning. Like, so here's the deal. I work on my body, and then I work on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can you not be successful when you're working on your body every morning and your mind every morning? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Elevate. Listen, guys. Elevate. It teaches you, like, I'm in the, right now in my age group, I am in the 90-something percentile in math. Right? Like, that's a big deal, right? She's like... Because she has it too, and we're kind of competing against one another. But the point is, I work on it every single day just to be smart, just to be better. So I'm faster. I'm not saying faster than you. I'm faster than me. I'm only competing against myself. I'm faster than I've ever been. I'm smarter than I've ever been. I'm in my mid-30s, but I feel like I'm 20 because I work on it every single day. So when other people are starting hard to get up in the morning, I'm already ready. Like, I'm one of those morning people you can't stand, right? And then while other people are trying to go club at night, I'm trying to read a book to get ready for the next morning type thing, right? So I do all these things to balance my day out. Here's another way I balance my day out. I actually know what's going to happen in my day, right? Like that. Remember, you plan my schedule. So it's easy for me to activate my life, or it's easy for me to deal with variables because my day is so filled with constants that when variables pop up, I can either address the variable immediately or make the variable wait until my constant is finished. No, don't miss that, because we're totally going to end right here. My day is planned for my success. And since my success is important to me because it's mine, when I get something that throws me off, I choose if I'm going to deal with it now or make it wait to after I've done my positive thing. Does that make sense? I make my day bow to my feet. My feet are dominating my day, not my day dominating me. Does that make sense? This is important. here's how you can do it if you're in sales. If you're, if your whole life is commissions, and we totally end right here, if your whole life is commissions, and if you're not commissions, just apply this to you and whatever your field is. Here's the deal. If your life is commissions, then your thing is all about sales. You have to have more leads than you have sales. If you don't know what a lead is, potential money, right, than the actual money that you're actually making, right? That's the best way to say that. You always need more. You need to have so many leads that you can never get to all of them. You want to have more potential money than you ever have actual kinetic money. This is important because at the moment you run out of potential money, you're broke and you have nothing to do. So if you know phone calls are the worst part of your day and they take up all the time, guess what? Schedule your phone calls. Me personally, when I was in sales, my phone call started at 7 in the morning. I literally made people wake up to me. I wasn't rude. It's 7. Wake your butt up. It's 7 o'clock. And I woke up. So if you didn't wake up to 9, 10, 11, you may have been, all right, why he called me? But guess what? I'm now on your mind. So whatever you were trying to forget that I was trying to sell you, guess what's on the front of your mind now when you woke up? What I'm trying to sell you. Does that make sense? Right? And I make all my phone calls. I answer all my voicemails. Well, I don't answer my voicemails today. I have an assistant. I totally don't answer my voicemails today. Let me just say that right now. We're talking about what I used to do.
That's so crazy.
Oh, well, I have an assistant. I totally don't answer my voicemails. Right? So don't leave me a voicemail. Text me. Right? That'll be totally, 'cause I can't make her answer my text messages. If I could, that would be so awesome. No. But that's just a bit arrogant to do. Right? But voicemails, I'll get to them when I get to them because my day is planned and I didn't plan checking 25 voicemails every hour.
You never check your voicemails.
Because they're 25 voicemails, because I didn't expect any of those voicemails to come in. They weren't on my schedule. Does that make sense? Right? Yeah. I know very successful people who don't even use email and have flip phones for that very reason, because they're focused only on what makes them happy and what's important. Anything minute stays minute. Focus on the majors, minor in the minors, right? This is totally important, right? It sounds weird because we're so connected these days, but all this connectivity has actually left us disconnected, right?
That's true.
So, and you want to stay, email going off every 30 seconds, right, is
a Monday.
No doubt, it's a Monday for us, right? But here's the deal. For you, that's your job. For me, it's distracting. The more I'm looking at emails is the less I'm talking to people on this podcast, the less I'm talking to people in front of me. So my day is completely planned. And so schedule all your voicemails from 11 to 12. Just return all your calls from 11 to 12. Guess what? So for the rest of your day, you're not scheduling voicemails. You're going to, if you got to from 11 to 12, you're scheduling voicemails, then from 1 to 3, you want to be working the new appointments you just established from 1 to 3. From 11 to 12. Because 11 to 12, this is why people go, this is why smart people go, well, listen, I have a few time slots between 1 and 3. I have a 2:30 and a 3:30. Which one works for you? Notice what they just did. I have a yes and I have a yes. Which one of these yeses work for you that I'm controlling? Man, I'm totally giving you guys free game. I hope you get it, right? They didn't go, well, tell me, hey, Priscilla, tell me what works best for you. No! Why would I have you take my business seriously? No, I have two time slots for you. I have a 2:30 and a 3:30. Which one of these time slots that is important to me are you going to take important to you? And that is how. Right? That makes sense. That's how I manage my business and my personal life so greatly, because I have more constants than I have variables. And since the variables, I get to control which I want to deal with, and I get to control my life. Schedule your day. If you don't schedule your day, it's just like money. If you don't monitor your money, you're going to find out that your money will walk away from you. If you don't know where you spend it, if you don't have a ledger, if you don't have Mint, right? That's an app I use, so you guys can have it, right? I mean, I don't work for Mint. If they don't mind you downloading there, right? Mint is a software, MINT. Go look it up on any app store, Google Play or the App Store. If you don't monitor your money will walk away from you.
Look at you knowing that.
Right? Enjoy it. Yeah, right? If you don't monitor your money will walk away from you. if you don't monitor your day will also walk away from you. Those are my final thoughts.
But thank you guys for tuning into this week's Brick by Brick. If you would like for Antonio T. Smith Jr. to speak at your upcoming event, please visit us at revtony.org/booking. That's revtony.org/booking. Or you may email us at info@revtony.org. Again, thank you. Also, don't forget to pick up the best-selling book by Antonio T. Smith Jr. entitled Keep Walking. It's available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, and wherever books are sold near you. Now, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you comment and rate us. We would greatly appreciate it. And thanks for tuning in.
That's it, guys. Appreciate you. Comment, rate this podcast. The more you do it, the higher we go up. And we pretty much said it. The higher we go up and the more people we can reach. This is a free resource. Someone out there needs this podcast to get their lives better. And remember, guys, keep smiling. It looks good on your face. Thanks, Tibbis.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.